The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Talk, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, calling an audible today with Hurricane Ian. Just made landfall within the last hour. Hurricane 4, Category 4, almost a Cat 5. Okay, this thing's got sustained winds, maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. It was heading inland. It's going to be moving about 9 miles an hour. Obviously expected to weaken. The storm surge expected to be somewhere between 12 and 18 feet. I mean, that's mind-boggling. I've been looking at pictures today already, just in the last hour, from Naples, Florida, southwest Florida, beautiful area. My father-in-law has a condo down there. He's with us this time of year, but he'd be heading back down. So really bad. This looks catastrophic. It looks like it's going to be horrible. So I want to invite you today here on the show to be a part of praying for these people. You know, hey, are you going to do a whole show on prayer? Yes. It's that bad. And when we have the opportunity to be together, whether you're on Facebook or you're on just listening on the radio, there's a good chance some of you know and have people down there in Florida. So if you want to call in and lead us in a prayer, or just tell me a little bit about your family situation, family or friends in Florida that are facing Hurricane Ian, just call in and share, 866-348-7884. I'll keep you on the phone. Maybe we'll pray together. Maybe I'll pray. Maybe you pray. Whatever you want to do. So if you have friends or family that are directly in the path of Hurricane Ian down there in Florida, call in, because we want to join you in prayer here on the air during the hour and join you in that effort. 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884, or 866-34-TRUTH. There's a lot to pray for with respect to a hurricane like this. Obviously, the people on the ground, the people that are helping on the ground, all the people that are going to want to help on the ground, whether that be government organizations at the federal, state, or local level, whether it be Christian organizations like Samaritan's Purse or the Red Cross, Salvation Army, whatever the case may be. But if you want to have us join you in praying for people by name, specific locations, specific people, family, friends, coworkers, whatever the situation is, please call in. Let's not cut ourselves off from the greater body of Christ. Most of us don't have a chance to involve as many people in a prayer request as you can via a radio show like this one. So I want to give you the opportunity to do that. Again, do you know somebody, family or friends, down there in the path of this storm? It is a killer storm, Category 4, the high end of 4, almost a Cat 5, and it's going to be wreaking havoc for the next couple of days. But today, into the night and overnight in particular, it could be really, really bad. I was watching stuff, storm surges in the Fort Myers, Naples, and north of there, 8, 10, 12, 18 feet. So that's the water going up an additional 18 feet, 12 feet. Okay, that obviously wreaks havoc. I saw some pictures just Naples earlier that right along the water there, and they have condos and apartment buildings, and it looks like a river. So this is going to be bad, not to mention all the wind. So do you have friends or family in the Florida area in the path of Hurricane Ian? Please call in and tell us about that. If you want to use names or just, hey, it's my cousin, my brother, my friend, my coworker, that's fine. We can keep them anonymous. God knows who you're talking about. But we would like to know that and would like to pray for you. Other than that, just anybody. Now, this is interesting in my classes with all these high school age homeschoolers. I tell them at the beginning of the year, unless you're not sure where you're at in your journey in understanding or beliefs, I'm going to call on you to pray. And you do this in an adult group. Hey, anybody want to close us in prayer? And it's not like everybody's hand shoots up. But shouldn't we be willing to do that? Well, Steve, I'm not a public speaker. Prayer isn't about being a public speaker. Prayer is just about taking our concerns to the Lord and being in communion with Him. And that can be anybody, anytime. So I want to, and I know some of you are intense prayer warriors. So I'd like you to call in and offer up prayers for the people in the path of Hurricane Ian. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. 7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Don't go down the road of, well, I'm going to sound like an idiot. And that's preposterous. It doesn't matter. Again, this isn't about your eloquence. This is about your heart for the Lord and your heart for other people. And especially if you know somebody, have friends or family in the path of Hurricane Ian, it is a killer. And we're going to be watching this stuff unfold on the news for days, if not weeks, and maybe even months. Sometimes these hurricanes are so severe, people aren't getting help for months, destroyed homes, destroyed businesses, destroyed lives. It's going to be really bad. So I would appreciate it. And we should do this as a body of Christ while we have this time together, this hour, to pray for those in the path of Hurricane Ian. Again, family, friends, if you know somebody directly, let us join you in prayer for them. Or maybe you just want to pray. And you can do that on Facebook Live, too. You can put names in here, and I'll do that. I'm monitoring Facebook Live. I see Catherine's name is in there. Steve Baker's got a name in there. I'll do that as well. But I'd love for you all to call in and help me carry through this hour in prayer for people in front of Hurricane Ian. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Catherine, who's calling in from Raleigh. Catherine, thanks for calling. We got about a minute and a half, so go ahead. If you'd like to lead us in prayer and praying for your friends in Florida, or you want me to do it, however you feel led.
Sure, I'll start this off. And those of us who've lived in North Carolina long enough, we know what these storms do. So, yeah. Gracious Father in heaven, you are a good, good Father, and we are coming to you this day for the sake of those who we know and love and those that we've never met who are in Florida right now with this this huge storm that's just bearing down on them. And we just pray for your mercy and grace, dear God. We pray for your protection. We pray for your wisdom. We pray, dear God, that right now anybody who is in the way of this storm, in the path of this storm, is seeking shelter right now. And, Lord, by your hand, I pray that you just make a way, because there are people that can't move. There are people in hospitals. There are people in care facilities. And I have a niece that is a nurse, and she has had to go to work today in one of those facilities. So I am just praying for your goodness, Lord, to protect these people who are first responders, those people who have to be there no matter what, to care for each other. I'm praying for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law who are in St. Pete right now, and I pray that they are finding a safe place to be. We love you, Lord, and we trust in you in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Catherine, thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. We'll continue to pray for those down there in the direct path, including your friends and family members. But Catherine, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. God bless you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. 866-348-7884. Let's pray. We'll be right back. I don't mind. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Spending some time in prayer today together as the body of Christ. As Ian makes landfall, winds 150 mile an hour, came ashore just within the last hour or so. Just shy of a Category 5. I was listening to a guy on Fox News that was reporting in from the Fort Myers area. He said he's personally covered 90 named storms. 90! And he said, I actually think this one's the worst one I've ever been in personally. And he's outside and he's taken some shelter, but the winds are just going ballistic. I've seen video of what's going on in Naples along the shore there. It looks like a river. And this is really bad. So I'm just trying to take the time this hour, just dedicate the show to prayer. So if you know somebody that's in the Florida area, friends or family, coworkers, whatever the case may be, I would love for you to call in. It would be an honor for the rest of us to join you in prayer for those people. You don't often have a bunch of Christians listening to you that are willing to pray along with you. So take advantage of the numbers that are available here by calling in. And you could say, hey, Steve, will you pray? I'll just tell you who it is and you pray. Okay, that's fine. Or like Catherine, our first caller, if you want to lead the prayer, fine. I'll be honored to pray with you and others pray with you. So take advantage of this and the chance that we have all these Christians together on the radio and some on Facebook Live to pray for those in the path of Hurricane Ian, because it is bad and it's going to continue to be bad. And we're going to see all kinds of carnage coming out of this. 866-348-7884 is the number, as always. 866-348-7884. or 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. And again, please don't get all bent out of shape like, oh, I can't, I'm nervous to pray in front of people. I don't want to call in. I'll sound like an idiot. We all have to get over that. Okay. Just don't let that hold you back. If you're like, you know what, I should call in and pray. Well, then pick up the phone and call in and pray. God knows what's in your heart. He knows what you're saying. He doesn't need somebody to interpret it. It just pray as you feel led. But especially if you have friends or family in the path of Hurricane Ian, we want to pray with you. We want to lift them up along with you. Okay, so take advantage of this, please, so that we can join you in prayer for your loved ones, your friends, and then just join each other. So if you're just a prayer warrior and you want to call in and lead us in a prayer, man, that would be awesome. I just want to hear from you guys to help us lead this hour of prayer for people caught in the path of this horrific storm, cataclysmic, catastrophic. They're using all those kinds of really unnerving adjectives, okay? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Please help us pray today for those in the path of Hurricane Ian. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And just being your loving brother in Christ, I shouldn't need to beat you guys up on this one. Should all be willing to step up to the plate and offer up some prayers. Let's go to Victoria, who's calling in from Winston-Salem. Victoria, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. I don't know anyone there personally, but I am 100% sure that we have brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
There, and we have people who do not know Jesus Christ. So I am going to just lift them up in prayer. So,
please,
Father
do.
God, we come before you, and you give us this opportunity to come to your throne of grace to pray, dear Lord. The wind and the rain still obey the mighty name of Jesus Christ, dear Lord. So I pray peace. I pray a supernatural move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for those who don't know you, that during this time that they would look to you, Father, give their lives and their souls to you so it may be well with them and well with their soul in spite of what's going on around them, dear Lord. There is peace in the midst of a storm. I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Lord, that you would hear their cry, that you would hear our plea, and that you would just bring your will into this, Father God, that you can step into any situation, natural, man-made, whatever. You are God, and you are God alone. And we thank you, and we trust you, and we just give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Victoria, God bless you. Thank you so much. It's so kind of you to call in, and I appreciate that. God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you too, Steve.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. Have a great afternoon. And there you go. It's that easy. And I love that. You can just sit there and go, hey, the wind and the waves obey the Lord. That's the power of the name of Jesus. Okay. And then we have to remember that. And that's where you have to, as a Christian, you just pray boldly. Pray boldly. And then you just trust the providence of God. And that's not always easy to do. And sometimes it's confusing. And oftentimes you don't get the answer you want. But God is always working, and is always working for the good. In that case, as Victoria said, we're praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that they can be a blessing to other people. And then praying people praying for the folks that, and probably most people in the path of the storm, don't actually know Christ. And sometimes, have you ever prayed that? That whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes for your friend or loved one, somebody in your family, to come to Christ. And sometimes what it takes is not pretty. But we're talking about an eternity versus temporal. Here in this life, here and now. So let's continue to pray. If you know somebody, if you just want to pray in general, like Victoria, that would be awesome. 866-348-7884. I know my prayer warrior friends are out there. So please call in and help us to engage the Lord in this heavenly battle for the sake of people down there, most of whom, obviously, we never know. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we may know one day. And hey, you know what? I think you were praying for us down there during Hurricane Ian in 2022. And where were you? And what's your name? And where are you from? I think cool stuff like that's going to happen in heaven. So why not engage that and give yourself even more to look forward to when you get to be with the Father? 866 348 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH to call in. Share a prayer request if you have friends or family down there, or just lead us in a prayer. I'm just going to lift up a couple of people here on Facebook Live. Steve was saying about praying for my cousin Mike and his wife Elisa in Fort Myers. Haven't heard from them yet. And that's like ground zero. So let me just pray real quick for Steve's cousin Mike and his wife Elisa. Father God, we just come before you and thank you that Steve shared this information for Mike and Elisa. Lord, we just pray for your providence, for your protection, for your goodness and your peace to be on them like a blanket, Lord, surrounding them. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them and protect them, supernaturally protect them, Lord. Protect their home, wherever they live. And Lord, I just pray if they're believers that this will strengthen their walk and they'll be able to be a blessing to others as they come out of this. And Lord, if they're not believers, that this would lead them to you. Or maybe they're struggling with faith. I don't know the situation with them, Lord, but you do. So we pray for them in the spiritual realm, in their souls, in their spirit, but we also pray for them in the physical realm with protection and safety. And Lord, help them to be a blessing to others as much as they possibly can. And that in one way or another, that you would receive all the glory and honor and praise for that. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. So please call in if you'd like. I'm up against a break, and then I'm going to go to Anna when we come back from the commercial break. Anna, I'm going to get to you right after the break, so you're going to have to be on hold for just a couple minutes. And then we've got another line lining up. Please call in if you want to share some folks that you know that we can join you in prayer for them. Please call in 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. There's the phone lines lighting up. Praise the Lord. Let's continue to pray for those in the path of Hurricane Ian as we have this time together. The body of Christ gathered not only all over North Carolina, but in several other states too, including Facebook. It's awesome. Let's take advantage of it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, just taking this time together across the family of faith here in North Carolina, across all the awesome Christian radio stations we're on in North Carolina. It's about 28 of them. And then we're also on in South Carolina. We're on in Virginia. We're on in Utah, believe it or not. We're on out in Missouri. And so we want to take advantage of the fact that we have the family of faith gathered here, a large number of them, 5 days a week. And most of the time, people don't call in. I don't do call-in shows all the time. That's actually kind of a rare thing for me personally on this radio show. But today I just felt like the Lord wanted us just to gather and pray. So if you know somebody that's in the path of Hurricane Ian and you want to just call in and share that with us, perhaps lead us in prayer. If you want me to pray for them, just say that. I'll be happy to do it. I'd be honored to do it, but would love to have you. And if some of you are just prayer warriors, man, you just want to call in and lead us in a prayer, that would be awesome. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Anya, who's calling in here in North Carolina. Anya, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Anya. You're on. This is Steve. Go right ahead.
Hi. My name is Anna in North Carolina. And
Anna,
my
got it.
I used to live in the Tampa. Yeah, that's okay. live in the Tampa area. And I was reminded while you were talking, I so appreciate you doing this. I was reminded that there are lots of people who are professing Christians, and but unfortunately, sometimes they sort of stray away or backslide or just sort of follow after the secular world, sort of forsaking the Lord. And I was reminded in reading Hosea that God is our only help. And I'm praying for those who say they are sisters and brothers, because we know that death is final, and none of us would want to recognize, you know, to be awakened with the fact that we never knew God. And so I just wanted to pray for those who know of the Bible and know who God is, that they really would seek him in this hour.
I think that's a great idea. You want to go ahead and lead us in that, Anna? That would be great.
Sure thing. Briefly, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of prayer. I thank you, God, that you have allowed us to come directly to you. And I pray, Lord, today that this is an opportunity for those who profess to know you to really search their hearts and consider whether or not they are indeed in the faith, and that during this time, instead of us leaning on our own resources and just hoping, that we would really understand that our life is precious. And though you rain down, you know, you bring down the sun on the righteous and the unrighteous, death is final. If that should happen to any of us, God, we would not have another opportunity. So I pray that those who do know of your word and have heard they would really seriously consider this as an opportunity to recommit themselves, to examine themselves, and to not just say they know you, but to be assured that they do know you. That could be us. We could be in a moment of just, you know, being out of the way, the wayside, being, you know, following after something that is not right, and we could be hit with something that surprises us and that may mean the end for us. And so I just want to stand for those of us who have been taught and that we would be serious and we would consider our faith and we would look to you for our help in this hour. But if you should be so merciful and gracious to spare us, that we would live like we know you and we would continue on in the faith, Lord, and studying your word and to really be ready if you should come, whether you take us through your coming or you take us through another means, God, we want to look and trust you. So I just want to pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Anna, thanks so much. Such an important prayer. I really appreciate that. Thanks for calling.
Sure. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. And that's a great reminder. You still got about 68% of Americans, everybody, that will tell you, you know, if you get into a conversation, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. 68%. Do you think 68% of your fellow Americans are actually in the faith? They aren't. When you start digging into that and you scratch the surface, you'll find out quickly that a whole lot of those people, the majority of them, don't actually know the gospel. Go to church, believe in God. Jesus is just all right with me. You going to heaven? I think so. I hope so. Based on what? I'm a pretty good person. They don't know the gospel. Okay. So just because somebody tells you they're a Christian, don't assume that they are. You got to be bold in the right time, in the right manner, in the right spirit. Say, hey, do you mind if I ask you what that's based on? Okay, that could be the question that changes their eternal destiny. Okay, so you got to be aware of that. That's why I really appreciated that prayer. Let's go to Tanya, who's calling in. Tanya, sorry to keep you on hold for so long. I appreciate you calling in. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having this prayer moment.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try to keep it together.
That's okay.
My mom is at Cape Coral, and my sister's at Port Charlotte. And I was wondering if everybody could just pray for them because my mom's fence has already gone down and all her trees are gone in the back. And near my sister's apartment complex, the water's rising already. So I was wondering if y'all could pray for her.
What's your mom's name, Tanya? What's your mom's name?
Elva.
Elva? And your sister's name?
Yahida and Mariana.
Yahida. All right, do you want to lead us, Tanya, or do you want me to do it?
If you could just please do it.
Yeah, I'll do it, but stay right there, okay? Father God, we come before you. I thank you for my sister, Tanya, and her willingness to share, Lord. Obviously, this heavy burden on her heart, so I pray, Lord, for her mom and her sister. We intercede on behalf of Elva and Yahida, Lord. We pray for your hand of protection over them, that you would supernaturally protect them, just like you did when Jonah was in the whale, with the belly of a whale for 3 days, Lord, that you would put them in the belly of your divine protection and you would protect them from this storm, Father. We pray you would give them strength and peace, Lord, that your peace would surround them like a blanket, that it would be supernatural, that they would know it's happening. They would know it's you, Lord. And we just pray that you would protect them through this, give them the help that they need, bring others around them, whatever help they need, Lord, today and in the days to come, that you would protect them and show them your love and your care and your concern for them. And I also lift up Tanya, Lord, and pray that you would give her the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, help us to remember these women, our friends in the faith, fellow Americans, Lord, that we continue to intercede on their behalf. But we do pray supernaturally for their protection and for their peace. And we pray for our sister Tanya as well. And we ask all that in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Tanya. Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go jump over to Catherine, one of my Facebook friends, calling in from Colorado. Catherine, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just want to pray. Actually, I want to stand in our authority. I want to speak to the storm.
Yes,
God is in the miracle business, and I want to speak to that storm to stop. The authority given to us that it be blown back into the sea and it dies right there, that waters recede outside of Florida. Father God, I ask that our nation has been divided. Let this be where we come together. Father God, you are the man, the father, the provider. And Father God, you have given us authority, so we command this storm to stop. And Father God, we pray over our nation. Let us all come together. Pray over Governor DeSantis, Father God. He's been fighting many battles, and now it's a natural one, Father God. Give him the provision. Give him the strength. Give him all that he needs, Father God. I believe he's a believer, Father God, and let him stand in the authority of God's authority. Father God, I have several cousins out there myself. I pray over them. I haven't heard from them. But we know this storm. We have confidence in you, Lord, that you will stop this storm and it will not go on forever. People will not be without power for 2 months. And people will have food and they will have shelter. Father God, we praise you and we thank you this in Jesus' name. Father God, we also, those that have health issues now, Father God, we ask for a hedge of protection over them. And Father God, let the community be strengthened. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Catherine. So great to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And that's what we're doing, just gathering together and pray. Okay, let's just gather together and pray. You got friends down there, family down there, whatever the case may be. Maybe you just want to lead us. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Randy's calling in, also from North Carolina. Randy's not there. Randy, if you want to call back, that would be great. Let's go to my friend Anita. Her husband, Fred Von Cannon, was just on the show the other day. Anita, thanks for calling, friend. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. It's good to talk to you. So I've been, like I promised in my comments, I was checking in. We actually have a lot of friends in Florida, lots of ministries in Orlando and that we love dearly. And so I was checking in right now. So far, it's just rain for them. Pretty windy. We have some friends in Tampa and some on the other coast in the Miami area. So, like, we have people scattered all over, but praise the Lord, everybody so far is doing well. I think the storm bent out of the path for the bulk of our people so far, but I know Orlando, everybody there is still bracing. And I was talking to our friends, the Kings, down there just yesterday, and they were saying they've been getting so much rain over the last few weeks, so they're already, like, saturated. And so just the water table is pretty high. So,
and that's dangerous.
There's a lot.
Well, it's good to hear that. And when I come back from the break, Anita, I'll pray for all your friends, okay? And so we'll do that together on the other side of the break. Okay. But thanks for calling and giving me that update. It's great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, just taking the hour together here as we have the body of Christ gathered across the radio and Facebook, eventually podcast, and people that watch later on Facebook Live, so they can watch this and just hopefully be inspired to pray. And that's what we're doing. If you have friends or family, associates, whatever the case may be, down in the path of Hurricane Ian, we want to give you an opportunity to share that with us, maybe lead us in prayer, or we'll all do the prayer however you feel would be appropriate. So give us a call. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. Or maybe it's just easier to remember. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. 866-34-TRUTH. If you just want to call in and pray and intercede and lead us in that on behalf of the people in the path of Hurricane Ian, that would be great too. I know many prayer warriors, and that's just a ministry that God gives some people that they just have a burden to pray, and they're willing to pray, and they pray often, and oftentimes they'll step right up into a situation like that. If you've got that gifting, man, that would be a blessing to the rest of us. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go back to my friend Anita. Sorry about that, Anita. I know you wanted to utilize the psalm and lead us in prayer for your friends and everybody else in Florida. Thanks for calling back. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. No worries. So I'll just jump right to it so I don't get cut off again. No. I'm just teasing. Best place to go for prayer inspiration is the Word of God. So I'm in Psalm 135, and I'm just going to pray. Dear Lord, we know that you are great and that you, Lord, are above all gods, and that whatever, Lord, you please, you do in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the deep. He, you, Lord, it is he who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. Lord, if ever we doubted the truth of your word, we see it in real life playing out today in Florida with Hurricane Ian. You are bringing forth the wind from your storehouses. Lord, you are in control over all these things. And although we do not understand why it is that you bring such power and might and sometimes destruction, Lord, we know that you have this power and it is in your control. There is nothing about this storm that is outside of your control and outside of what you are willing and allowing to happen. And so, God, I just pray that even as the storm rolls through, that it would be within your bounds, Lord, and that you would use this power and your strength to draw people's hearts and attention to you. I pray that people would see you and know you by the evidence of your might in the wind and the rain and the storms. God, I pray that the people who have hardened their hearts to you in all other ways would turn and humble themselves before the power that is being demonstrated. God, I thank you for your protection over the people that we know, but God, we pray for the protection over all of the people because you love each and every one who you have created. Lord, you have the hope that none shall perish. And so, God, I just pray that everybody who sees the eye of this storm, who sees the effects of this storm, would know you, that they would be still before you and your power, and that they would acknowledge you as your Lord and Savior. Pray for protection for all of the creature comforts to be met, Lord, for any power to be restored quickly, Lord. And I pray for all those who are caring for the people, the first responders and all of that, Lord. I pray that you would just go before them. Again, Lord, none of this is outside of your power. And we just thank you that you are the God of the wind and the rain, and that you are to be worshipped. We join with the psalmist, and we say, O Lord, your name endures forever, your renown, O Lord, throughout all the ages. And we just praise you, and we thank you that your word will stand even when the trees and the houses may or may not. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sis. I appreciate you calling back in. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Love you. See you. Bye.
All right. Love you guys. See you. Bye. 866. Still have a few minutes left. 866-348-7884 is the number, or 866-34-TRUTH. If you have some people specifically in mind, we would love to join you and pray with you on that. Okay. 866-34-TRUTH is the number. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Jim calling in from Greensboro. Jim, thanks so much for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to offer prayer. Our Father, our God, we give praise to you today for whom you are in the person of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We humbly ask you to forgive us of our sins because we as a people, we as a nation have sinned. Forgive us, O Lord. Now, Lord, we ask you to have mercy upon us and the people within the path of the hurricane. Whatever we can as believers through you, give us the wherewithal to be of help to persons affected already by the hurricane. This we ask, this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Thanks so much for calling in, Jim. I appreciate that. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk later. That would be great. Seriously, I appreciate that. That's wonderful. And just talking to our Heavenly Father, this is what we do, just coming together. And praying together, that's where there's so much power in that when we come together and pray together. So let's take advantage of it while we can. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go right here into my my backyard here in Raleigh. Kevin's calling in. Kevin, thanks so much for calling. Go right ahead, my friend.
Well, Kurt, great to hear you, man. And thank you again for all you do, man. This is, I've got some friends down there, and it really touched my heart to hear that you're lifting this. My friend down there, Father, I really thank you. I thank you for this privilege that is prayer. I thank you for your incredible faithfulness. I was able to talk to my sister in Christ to hear that she is she is safe in a place, and she's you just found refuge for her. I want to lift up all my friends down at Trinity College of Florida, all those young men and young women that are, and professors and administrators that are down there, and they're enduring these winds and enduring these rains. They say that this evening is probably going to be so much more hectic. So, Lord, I want to lift up these individuals, Lord, and may you just bring your peace. Bring your comfort to each one of them. May they continue to band together and may your spirit just cover each one of them, Lord. Let it all be done under the mighty name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Kevin, thanks for calling, brother. Great hearing from you. Thanks so much for doing that.
You're welcome, bro. Bye-bye.
All right, pal. See ya. And that's what a privilege it is to come together and pray like that, isn't it? And I'm gonna offer up one more prayer that we're commanded to offer up in the scripture. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, right? Pray 1tim2.org. Does that ring a bell? Anyone home? Just go to that website, pray 1tim2.org. That's a reminder that we're called to pray for those in authority over us, okay? And so I'm going to do that across the political spectrum for everybody involved in this, because we need to remember that. So powerful. And thanks, Anita, for that psalm. Here's Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord for that. All right, let's pray for those in authority over everything down in Florida. Father God, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for government. Because without that, the world would even be worse off than it is because of our depravity, our sin nature. Lord, we thank you for a strong man like Governor DeSantis in Florida. We pray you'd give him great stamina as he's not going to be able to sleep much. Give him wisdom, discernment, Lord. Give him supernatural wisdom, supernatural discernment. Lord, give him great authority to lead and guide the efforts from a governmental perspective there in Florida, to deal with the federal government appropriately, to deal with his local governments, even down to small cities, Lord. Just, Father, just shine your glory through this man in these dark days for the people of Florida. And pray for all of his staff, everybody else in positions of power throughout Florida, Lord, for the people at the federal level, from the president on down to people in FEMA, Lord, that they will have the wisdom and discernment that they need, the stamina that they need in the coming days and hours and days and weeks and maybe even months to effectively help people. Lord, and for mayors and small towns and big towns, for city council members, for police, for fire, for EMS, Lord, all these people, we just pray a hedge of protection around them, and we pray your power would flow then through them to minister to people and their physical needs. But Lord, through all of that, we pray there will be a witness for your name, for your gospel. For those that don't know you would come to know you. For those that know you and maybe have fallen away, they'll come back. And for those that are walking with you now, Lord, give them an extra filling of the Holy Spirit to minister to the people around them, to meet their needs wherever they are, whatever they are, and to glorify you and to push people, lead people towards Christ. So we pray for awakening and revival in the path and before and behind this hurricane. And of course, we ask that all in the powerful, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.